This is the Sun Devil Fast Break with ASU men's head basketball coach Bobby Hurley. The Sun Devil Fast Break is presented by Arizona Ford Dealers.
Bobby Hurley has just joined Doug and Wolf. He does it every Tuesday to talk ASU hoops at about 8:45. Coach, good morning. I got a weird question to start things off. I've never asked this on January 12th when you've only had 9 games, but is this season more taxing and more tiring, more exhausting than anything you've been through, even though you've only had 9 games?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it feels draining. I mean, draining is a word that I've used a few times. Just my coaching staff, not obviously around the players, because it's been tough for them, you know, just all the testing and, you know, the stoppages and you know, just everything we've had to go through so far. But in a sense, you still feel blessed that we could go play the games we did. I think there were two exciting games, you know, an overtime game versus UCLA, and then, you know, USC's playing really well, and they're one of the better defensive teams, so get a chance to play them. It was you feel fortunate, too, at the same time.
So, Bobby, it just seems so difficult because you were talking about it, just with all the stops. Have you gotten a feel for this team yet?
Well, I mean, there's certain things I know what we could do well. I mean, our turnover differential is excellent. You know, we turn teams over almost 18 times a game, and we turn it over about 11 times a game. So, you know, that's a real positive. I know we have to fix rebounding and figure out a way of collectively doing a better job of it. We closed the gap in that UCLA game on the backboard, and it was the reason, really, we had a chance to win. And, you know, Josh Christopher had a bunch of defensive rebounds, and Lonzo Verge had a bunch. And so it wasn't only the big guys. It's the guards getting in there and doing their part and rebounding. It's such a key part to what we're doing because we have great team speed of guys in the open court that can make plays. And if we successfully rebound the ball, then we'll have, you know, a better chance to win some games, get better results moving forward.
How's Remy doing personally?
It's been a hard few weeks for Remy, and really feel for him, just trying to support him as best we can. And his grandfather is, you know, very important, you know, figure in his life, and it was named after his grandfather and his very close family. So, you know, to lose someone that important to you, especially around the holidays, is a really tough thing. And, you know, he was disappointed he wasn't able to play, you know, versus UCLA, and then he was, you know, hung up in the COVID protocols just because we couldn't, you know, execute the testing in time for him to play versus USC. But he had a good vibe about him yesterday in practice, really liked some of the things I saw from him.
Is he the type where basketball is a beautiful escape from the pain? Is he the type to take his grandpa onto the floor with him and just, I don't want to say rejuvenated, but you know what I mean? There's certain guys that can just elevate through the pain and play well. And I don't want to put any pressure on him for Thursday night, but how is he handling now being back?
Yeah. I mean, he's had his fingerprints on, you know, some of our best wins, you know, Rhode Island, you know, hit the game winner versus GCU, our Cal game. He was very good on the road again. So, you know, I just think with him, he's struggled to find the fire, you know, all the time. And he's learning to play with some different guys. And I just think, you know, he's very low-key off the court, very quiet. And then he kind of transforms and becomes somewhat different when the lights are on. And I'm just hoping that he regains that, you know, consistently, and I think he will.
It just seems like he's such a big part of your team that when Remy Martin is not playing, wow, what a disadvantage that puts you at. Were you happy with how your team played minus Remy Martin?
I mean, yeah, when you look at not only Remy, but having four rotation players out and you know, especially two front court guys where, you know, we're a bit thin coming into the season anyway on the front court, and sort of lose Jalen Graham and Tayshaun Cherry was tough. And then, you know, Jalen House comes in and provides a spark for us defensively. And so to lose that many at one time was not, an easy thing, for us. And certainly in two close games, like we were able to put together, having a guy like Remy Martin that's had a track record for, making big shots down the stretch at critical times, it would have been great to have him on the floor in tight games that we had both Thursday and Saturday.
Do you, granted, it seems like we have to qualify this question every time because it's Tuesday morning and anything can change, but when you lace it up at Eugene, do you anticipate for one of the first times in a long time having your full complement of the ASU basketball roster?
I mean, I'm just really hesitant to commit to that.
Great answer.
I just don't know. I mean, yesterday we did get Remy back. He looked good. He's moving well out there. It didn't look like, the week off really, did a whole lot to his rhythm and timing and his conditioning and fitness. Tayshaun Cherry was back in practice yesterday, so that was good to get another guy in the front court, and he'll get a couple of days of work under his belt before we hit the road. And I'm thinking we get Jalen House back on Wednesday. That's what I've been told, but he's been out for over a week, and he will have almost no practice time. So I'm going to have to just evaluate and see what he looks like on Wednesday. And then Jalen Graham's a little bit more long-term. He won't play, either game this week. There's a chance that he could be back next week.
Bobby, is Marcus Bagley, is he fully healthy now?
He is, yeah. He feels great, and he really did a good job. I think in both of those games, he hit some threes. But what he really did was battle on the front line. And we were undermanned on the front court, and he had 11 defensive rebounds versus USC, and really, really fought hard. And is doing some nice things for us, and he's got a great attitude, really hard worker. Just love coaching him, man. He's just got such a bright future, and he is healthy, and looking forward to keeping him in a good routine and keep building on what he's doing.
Head coach Bobby Hurley joining Doug and Wolf talking ASU hoops. Bobby, I know you well enough to know there's never going to be a day where fans, media, or administrators ever put more pressure on you than you put on yourself. But are you putting pressure on yourself this year more than normal because you did so well in recruiting, and we were all thinking of a magical year, and the NBA could come calling for a lot of guys. Do you feel a different sense of urgency and almost frustration? But there's the logic of we're in the middle of this pandemic, and you don't even know who you're going to have on a daily basis. How are you balancing your fire and your expectations of this team with the reality of the situation?
I'm just trying to do the best that I can, and I'm pretty confident that we've successfully navigated that and executed it. I know that the record isn't, what I want or anyone wants. But certainly, we've had our fair share of issues, and we're just doing the best we can with everything. And, we had some issues with the UTEP game and the San Diego State game, just really not competing and not having enough fight and not, responding to an opponent appropriately, and I think we showed signs of growth in that area versus UCLA and USC. So, I'm proud and have a high level of respect for how our guys competed against very difficult circumstances against two of the best teams in the conference, and hopefully we get to a point where we're healthy and or close to full strength and maybe we could go on a run, and that's what the plan is.
Man, what a great time to start a run would be against number 20, Oregon. What do you have to do to head to Corvallis with a win, leaving Eugene?
Well, I mean, Duarte is playing at a high level. He's one of the best players in the league. They have a transfer named Omari who's putting up big numbers. They got good size, not maybe typical at the five spot, but a lot of interchangeable pieces. And Dane Allman does a great job. So and they're have a really good record and all those things. We haven't had a lot of success at Oregon, so we're hoping to have a couple of good days of practice under our belts, and we know the significance of the game, and we understand where we're at in the standings and where we want to be. So, you know, it's another opportunity to play. We just, you know, we'll see what happens on Thursday.
Bobby, good luck. God bless. And hang in there, okay,
absolutely,
buddy?
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,
absolutely. Coach. There's Coach Bobby Hurley joining us as he does each and every Tuesday. And, man, there's a passion and a fire that burns in that man that is so cool to just feel, to talk to him about it, to get the feel of where the program is going. And, boy, that would be huge to try to knock off Oregon. And it's so hard to judge the team because they're never healthy, or they've always got something new that's just like the sad loss of Remy's grandfather that you have to push through. And man, a good bunch of kids coming up next. Maximum Football, two-time Super Bowl champion Max Starks, and we ask him, is it the end for his friend on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station?
You've been listening to the Sun Devil Fast Break with ASU men's head basketball coach Bobby Hurley. The Sun Devil Fast Break was presented by Arizona Ford Dealers.